This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
An electric car is still a novelty, to me at least. That's because there aren't a whole lot of them on the road. There's the Tesla S, which is relatively expensive. The base price is $62,400. And there's the Nissan Leaf, which is less expensive, but the farthest it can go is 75 miles on one charge. General Motors thinks it has the answer. The company announced it's working on a vehicle that'll be able to go 200 miles, that'll cost about $30,000. No word on when that car will be available, but when it is, will GM have better luck than Tesla and Nissan getting Americans to buy it? Sasha Strauss is a consultant who teaches branding at UCLA and USC. Hey, Sasha, it's good to talk to you.
Always an honor, David.
So I want to assume that you drove into the studio today, and I wanted to ask if you yourself own an electric car.
Oh, no. Here I am on the radio. I do not drive an electric car. I haven't made the leap yet, but I'm next in line, we'll say.
And what would make you buy an electric car? What are you waiting for?
That's the right question, is that we're all waiting for just that right trigger, right? So, for example, GM, with its announcement of this 200-mile car, they're saying the reason why you haven't bought into the electric car, the hybrid car market yet, is because you have range anxiety. You're too concerned you're not going to meet that distance. Well, I always drive SUVs, so I've been waiting for the perfect car that I can take snowboarding but also drive family around.
Let me ask you about these specs, a car that's able to go 200 miles on a single charge for about $30,000. Why are those specs so important?
They're important because the consumer doesn't know how to rationalize their car buying behavior. They think that they are buying the car because it's well-built or German-engineered, but in the end, it's really about its integration into their lifestyle. So the challenge has always been, I don't drive 200 miles at a time, ever, but once a year, there's that family trip that I want to take. Oh no, the car can't do that. Well, then it's not right for my lifestyle.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I know with my car that uses gas that if I wanted to light out of here this afternoon, drive across the country, I could.
You could.
Knowing pretty well that there'd be gas stations all along the way, I don't feel that way about charging stations for an electric car.
That's exactly the anxiety that everyone is feeling here, is that car equals freedom. We all remember when we got our license at 16, and It really didn't even matter that it was mom's minivan, had wood paneling, you know. It was that freedom, right? Well, as soon as the car becomes a constraint on that freedom, even if it's 1% of the time, that becomes a draw on us, and we don't want that type of distraction. Our lives are too active. We've got too many goals to meet.
We have had electric cars for a number of years now. We've dreamt of electric cars for many longer than that. Why has this proven so hard? Why has it been so hard to get a car that's both relatively inexpensive and can go about 200 miles?
We have. We've had electric cars for more than 100 years, but we've always had this challenge that batteries are toxic, filled with acid. They're hard to manufacture, hard to maintain, hard to sustain in cold weather, warm weather. And so we're only getting into the science of being able to manage them effectively. And that's really where Tesla has been most innovative.
Cost is still such a big issue here. If I want to be green, or if I want to come across as green, I can maybe carry a Nalgene bottle full of water, or I can bring reusable bags to the grocery store. But to buy a green car is still something that could be seen as prohibitively expensive. How does an automaker get around that and convince me that this is worth doing?
Once you cross, let's say, the $30,000 threshold of price in automobiles, it becomes less about the functional value of the vehicle, let's say a pickup truck, and more about what it says about you in your professional or social roles. So you can buy a $60,000 pickup truck with no new function, just plush leather and Harley Davidson emblazoned across the side of the truck. And what that basically does is says, yes, I functionally need the utility of this vehicle, but in the grand scheme of things, it also matters how I feel about myself when I get in the morning. And that emotional sensation has not trickled into the electric car sector yet. Since this is a disruptive innovation, this is a whole new type of car. In fact, I would analogize it to the Model T. It's going to take time for the audience to appreciate that this really is a whole new paradigm. This is not just the next car.
Sasha Strauss is a branding expert at Innovation Protocol in Los Angeles. Sasha, thank you very much.
An honor again, David. Thank you.